Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, and welcome to Mindful Living in the Adirondack Alps. This is Kathy Hohmeyer. I am co-owner and host of this radio show and co-owner of the Lake Clair Lodge and Retreat. And I'm really excited today, as usual. I have Karen Kahn on the line, Dr. Karen, and we are going to offer a holistic event in May, and Karen's here to tell you all about it. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Kathy, and welcome, everybody.
We are so excited. So I'm going to tell it right out. If we don't get time in the end to answer questions, if anybody does call in, we can certainly do that later or put it up on the Facebook page. We'll give you all of our contact info. If you do want to call in and you're there already, the guest call-in is area code 657-383-1487. So, Karen, we have a new year, our third annual Holistic Health event, I am extremely excited.
Yeah, definitely. Every year it's slightly different, and, last year's theme was really centered around pain and people in chronic pain, and what I noticed that the people that really took action and were committed to their healing journey were not necessarily the people in the most pain that you would think they would be, but no. And what I learned from the event was that some people are ready and some people aren't, and it doesn't really matter how bad their symptoms are. It really is about commitment. And so many of those people that followed through and made humongous and amazing transformations in their life were people all either already in the healing profession or already committed through their journey into, seeking holistic health providers or being trained, even if they weren't teaching or being practitioners themselves. And so this year I said to you, Kathy, that, I think we need to focus and really take care of those people that are really committed to their healing journey, the ones that are ready to get down into the dirt and do the work, rather than necessarily cater to everybody and everybody who we think needs it. Instead, let's cater to the people who want it and are ready for it. And that's why the theme of this healing event is the Supercharge Your Natural Healing Ability. So it's for people who are like, hey, I'm ready to transform. I just need some help. I need some support. I'm ready to change my life. I'm not just sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do it.
And the one thing that I see that you've had in your material all along that some people don't realize, that the couple of things that you really need for healing is to, one, turn off your stress response long enough so that your body itself can go into a healing response,
mm-hmm.
and then also to find a support mechanism so that your body will allow that. And I think having a live event like this and having support people around and people who are there to support each other, it adds another dimension to holistic healing of, events online or webinars or things like that. So I'm really excited to host it here as well.
That's true, Kathy. That's a really great point. We've got lots of folks that are learning online and the webinar format, and it's totally fun because I love teaching. And you're right that the face-to-face is really neat because you can get really immediate physical one-on-one feedback if you want it on how well you're doing. For example, in the event this year, I'm going to be talking about a topic, I call it beyond brain balance, but definitely stress is not just what people think it is, which is they're like, oh, my work is stressful, my relationships at home are stressful, blah, 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 that kind of thing, which is. But like you said, the stress response, and that people underestimate the power of being able to balance our stress response. And this year, I'm actually going to be showcasing, showing people how we can do it both with very simple muscle testing that everybody that comes can get their own test done. And we're actually going to be showcasing a new piece of equipment that we bought for the office, which is called the HeartQuest HRV, and it's a heart rate variability machine, but it's very sophisticated on the quantum level and able to not only assess objectively how well are you handling your stress, and but how what is your healing potential? How much metabolic energy do you have to actually heal? What's your vital force? Are you at the 500 range like an elite athlete, or are you in the 25 range, depleted? Because some people say, oh, I feel great. But then when we measure them, they're not, because they're on coffee all the time and they don't realize they're stressed and they're locked in stress mode. We can actually tell whether you're locked in stress mode right then and there, right on the screen. And we can tell, you know, how powerful and balanced your chakras are, with your energy centers in your body. We'll talk a little bit more about that in one of our workshops. And about your aura, like how healthy is your overall aura. And the most popular probably is the psycho-emotional state, like how happy your brain is, and how balanced it is in terms of how does it interact with everything else going on in your body. There's a measurement of over 600 different hormonal and neurochemical energies in the body that can be measured with this machine, and it can actually show you your biological age at the moment that you take the test, which is really telling. So it's really, really cool. So we're going to be able to, you know, show you how that works. And for those people that, you know, want to, you know, get tested, I will have someone, a staff member there, to be able to do those testings on Sunday and possibly even Saturday if we can sneak a couple in there, because it takes a little time to do the counseling. We're going to give everybody a special. We're going to give them 50% off that test for people that actually show up to the event as their reward for their commitment. So that's that little piece about the brain balance, beyond the brain balance, that I really want to share with people.
But that's pretty cool and awesome, and one of the unique things that you can do while you're here that you can't really do over a webinar. Now, this event is over the weekend, so people can come, and if they can only come for one day, then that's possible too. The whole idea for the, you know, a real retreat, when people can have the time and do that for themselves, is to come on Friday, stay the full day on Saturday. We have a pretty full day on Sunday. And then do all the workshops and learning in between, as well as, you know, walk our trails, go down by the lake, all that sort of thing. So it can be a whole weekend event, or you can just come for the day. We have different details. Karen, do you want to tell us about what workshops are going to be presented?
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned earlier about the chakras. For people that are not familiar with them, there are these energy centers in the body. There's many different ones outside the body too, but we're going to talk about the ones in commonly referred to as chakras in the body, and they're like wheels or vortexes of energy, which are sort of like energy transformers of the body. And actually, these energy centers help to regulate the energy and information going to the organs that exist on those different places where these chakras are located. Like there's one in the vulval area, like way, way, way down deep. In the pelvis, and there's one, you know, in the middle of the pelvis, one in the belly area, and heart, the throat, the third eye, which is between the eyebrows, and then top of the head. And Sabine Weber, who is our resident holistic nutritionist of the Adirondacks, she is amazing. She's so smart. I don't know. She just got so many letters after her name, Kathy. It's amazing. But so it's not only she's a registered dietitian, she's a holistic nutritionist, and she's a food and spirit practitioner, among other things, functional medicine specialist. So she can do testing, lab testing, all that kind of stuff. But what she's presenting this year is going to be really unique. It's the food and spirit stuff. It's like, how does each energy center work? What does it represent? And what kind of foods can we use to support those energy centers? And how do you know if those energy centers are out of whack? Like what kind of symptoms that you would have? And so it's a very amazing, creative presentation on this. You really get to know how the food and nutrition and spirit interact. So that's one of the workshops I'm really excited about. And, of course, one of my colleagues, Michael Harrigan, who is also works out of my office, he's a holistic healing touch practitioner, as well as a Qigong instructor, and he's going to be doing some Asian Qigong, which is a kind of a meditation/exercise to help us increase our vitality. So in Asian medicine, we understand that every illness, every problem comes from an imbalance of energy or comes from a lack of energy. And that's pretty much it. It causes everything, pretty much, and with the exception of, you know, maybe accidents or something like that. But you can use the Qigong to actually increase the flow of energy in your body and the balance of energy. So it's a really non-invasive and simple. He's going to teach us the eight pieces of Broké, which is a very simple Qigong to get started and how we can do these exercises on a daily basis to really help heal ourselves. And, you know, it's less drugs, less surgical intervention if you keep your energy up. So that'll be really cool. And, of course, Kathy, you have your awesome workshops, which I'm really looking forward to as well. You want to talk to us a little bit about those?
Well, the name of the retreat, Supercharge, I really like that because, like you said, it's all about energy. It's all about supercharging your body, all about supercharging your food with a different, I hate the word stress, but it just, if, you know, fits and people understand that. But we have so much of that to, I guess, try and combat that even the food needs to be supercharged the way that you prepare it. So that's really kind of my function in this particular event. Really excited to see, you know, Sabine's stuff and work with that. And then how to actually prepare the food so that you supercharge it with nutrients. That's really the basic. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do that. And I think we should probably tell some links about how people can see the agenda, you know, see different details. But that's really my focus, is supercharging the food to supercharge your body.
Oh, that's fantastic. And some of the meals that you're actually making, you're going to be teaching about, you know, how and why you made it that way, right? Like the brunch on Sunday?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Kind of, I call it an interpretive meal. So you not only get to taste, you know, some local sustainable organic types of foods, hopefully prepared in a wonderful way, but you also get the interpretation of why was it prepared a certain way and why did that make a difference in keeping the nutrient density of your food. We spend a lot of money on good food for those who care about conscious eating. But if you don't prepare it right, you can just kind of cook it right out. And so, you know, part of it is with the awesome colors, too. So I love the total integration of all the workshop presenters in this, and just literally the word is supercharge.
Exactly. And we have numbers of people. Some are, have a regular diet, but many people that come to these events have specific diet needs because of their own health challenges, or, you know, they're wanting to be more healthy and spiritual even if they don't have problems. So there will be some, you know, vegan, vegetarian options as well as Paleolithic options, gluten-free options for people when they eat at Kathy's. And that's what I love about the food at Kathy's place, is it's not only prepared with love and in the way, the traditional way that keeps and supercharges those nutrients, but also that they as much as we can, you know, they try to take from the local, you know, area. I mean, sometimes you can't get, like, avocados or something, you know what I mean, in our area. But, you know, really trying to, take the meat if possible and, you know, the vegetables from our local area when it's available. And that really helps the whole world, you know, sustainability and the whole energy of a community. So, Kathy, I mean, your place is just a gem, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Well, that leads to another question there, Karen. Why did you choose the Lake Clear Lodge?
Yeah. Well, you know, aside from Kathy and I having a great relationship and having some, here comes the woo-woo, some Lemurian roots, together back in the so-called other timelines, when people came last year that were not from the area, I think they were really quite shocked and surprised. They had no idea what a beautiful, peaceful place Lake Clear Lodge was. I mean, people that are used to living in the city, I mean, they just get used to what nature looks like in the city, and then when they come to your place, all of a sudden it's like they go, you know, and they just take this breath, and they're like, wow. And some people said, gee, I had no idea. I wish I had stayed, or, you know, I just came up for the day, and, you know, that kind of thing. And just the connection between nature and the food, and to have something so close to me, you know, that includes all these different elements, and not to mention just the whole, you know, the whole energy of the place. Now, I talk about, you know, in some of the newsletters and on the webpage about the vortex of Lake Clear, and without going to, you know, a lot of the long details, and during one of my healings that I've done, I've done different community healings, and it just has come up, and Mother Earth has asked me to do that, and One day I was alerted to something in Lake Clear that needs to be cleared, and we have this in every single community, it seems. During the clearing event, it was revealed to me that there is this humongous, huge vortex in the lake. Now, there are probably multiple different vortexes there, but the one that I was alerted to was one in the lake, and it has to do with this connection to all that is, or the universe, or other even other energies, or other light and other beings that are here to help us with our ascension, to help us with our evolution. And it literally is a vortex can be also seen as a gateway. And the healing that I did had to do with freeing. There were some energies that were trapped there that wanted to be freed, and so that was my job to free some of these energies so that the positive can be free flowing in this wonderful corridor. So people, you know, that are trying to help us, they may not be human necessarily, but they are, you know, of the light, can, you know, traverse and help and support. And so it was just an amazing healing. Like I said, it would take too long to explain the whole thing, but that I did. I was literally in tears at the end of that healing because it was so beautiful. And I was actually told, because I often shut vortexes down if they're not healthy for us. But in this case, I was asked to absolutely, this needs to stay open. And this is very important. And I was like, woo, Kathy, that's amazing. Lucky you. You know, you have this right outside your property, you know, this beam of light, you know, just connecting. And I think you, Kathy, as a healer, as, you know, you have a background as the chef, occupational therapist, emotion code practitioner, body code practitioner, just the understanding of these energies and respect and love, that whole, you know, a lot of people that own resorts aren't necessarily into holistic health or using it for their own transformation. They're just a business owner, but you're a business owner and a healer at the same time, so that's really special.
Yeah, I think so. I came back years ago to try and create this and didn't know how. And well, I grew up in Lake Clear, so it's special to me, but it's nice to hear that it's super special in that respect, since we try and do that. But in saying that, this work this weekend is also for newbies too. I think it's something that anybody can. And we were you know, talking all those types of terms, but it's also for somebody who can walk the trails and really start to learn about this too. So don't you think it's just as much for newbies as it is for people who've been in this for a long time?
I think that people have a sense that are ready to come. So like I said before, mm-hmm. they want transformation. They're ready for transformation. Some people have been doing it for 20 years. Other people, they're absolutely new at it, but they're curious. They're curious and interested, and they can feel. You know, so much of what has been going on lately, I've been posting weekly videos called Spiritual Medicine Digest, and what's been going on is this global transformation of energies, whether people are aware or not. I have been seeing it in my patients, myself, my friends, this increase in lots of different gifts, but empathy is one of them, and some people are feeling something they haven't felt before. They don't understand what's going on, or they think it's just my stress, but I don't feel good, and they can be frustrated. And for those folks, I want to say, oh my gosh, you know, come, because we can explain that to you. We are all becoming more and more empathetic. The veil is becoming much thinner. Our abilities to communicate with each other telepathy, empathetically, our gifts of clairsentience, our ability to feel others. Think about it. If we do not learn how to feel each other, we're going to kill ourselves on this planet, you know, strip it of all its resources, and it'll be dead. And so if we don't, and we don't have to learn, because it's actually happening right now to everyone. Now, some people it'll be kicking and screaming. They won't really want to accept it or acknowledge it, and it'll be painful, physically painful sometimes for those people. But other people are like, okay, I'm in a little bit of discomfort. How do I feel better? And that's their motivation. And so they don't know anything about some of the spiritual stuff, but are open, willing to learn and connect to nature and just want to have a really good time and connect with people in their tribe that are in a loving space. And that's really valuable.
Okay, we have a few minutes left, so what I wanted to do was actually give people our contact information, and then we can just kind of talk right up until the end and give the rest of what we'd like to say for today. So you can contact the Lodge or see our basic website, the lodging website, at www.lodgeonlakeclear.com, and I certainly don't mind any phone calls for questions. It's 518-891-1489 for our phone line here at the main lodge. And Karen, do you want to give people your contact info?
Sure. The best way to talk about this is through either my website or our Facebook event page. So the Facebook event page is called the Third Annual Adirondack Holistic Healing Event. You can also go there through my Facebook page, facebook.com/ Dr. Karen Kann, DrKarenKan, all one word. So facebook.com/ Dr. Karen Kann. Go to the event page. You can post some questions right on the event page. The other thing you can do is to register. There's a couple of different ways, but now that my website's working, yay. KarenKann.com/conference2016 is the official registration page. So KarenKann.com/conference2016. There's actually a little link in there near the bottom of the page where you can go to the itinerary. But if you want to go directly to the itinerary and learn a bit about our teachers and workshop leaders, you can actually go to KarenKann.com/retreat2016. So KarenKann.com/retreat2016. And on my website, there's a little pop-up, which, you know, if you have a question and you want to leave me a message, you can just click contact. And that's usually the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'm kind of hard to get a hold of by phone because of my schedule. And, I just talked about one of the workshops that I'm doing. And one of the other ones that I'm doing, is which I feel is extremely crucial right now, is that as we get into a higher level of vibration, you know, as we, so-called ascend to, you know, higher consciousness, which is why a lot of people, you know, who are coming for that, is that we need some assistance. And one of the things that we need to be able to do is to clear the leftover negative energy. Think about a closet that you have that you've been stuffing full for centuries of stuff that doesn't really serve you anymore, but you just keep stuffing it, and eventually it's going to overflow and just like hit you in the head with a baseball coming down off the shelf, right? So what we want to do is we want to help you be able to clear the closet. So I'm going to be teaching you several very simple energy clearing exercises, self-healing exercises that you can do yourself at home, and indications on how to do them, but also why to do them and when you can do them and when to know that you need to do them. And on Sunday, I'm going to be doing an introduction to my Tolpa Kann healing method, which is an energy healing method. Everyone that comes can be attuned to this vibration. Even if you come just Saturday, you know, you're going to be attuned to this. And we're going to be doing some group energy activations, and that is one of them. So you'll actually receive these energies from the archangels. They are, if you think of all the archangels with all their healing energies combined, you get to get that. And everybody has that ability to receive. It's just a matter of whether they want it or not, and then we can just attune them to that energy. So then they can start doing their own energy healing and really be empowered to use their thought, their heart, to actually do healing on themselves and the world.
That will be very cool. The one thing that I usually hear with these, you know, you hear a workshop and you say, oh, it's going to be truly transformational. And, you know, you look at that and you go, oh, yeah, right. But, you know, I really do think this one is going to be, it's just got so much cutting edge, yet unique, yet simple ideas in it that I'm so looking forward to the whole weekend, even though I'm going to be doing a lot in the background as well. I'm hoping to participate, you know, as much as I can. So anything more about the event, Karen?
Well, definitely. You know, we have an early bird rate of $175 for both days, Saturday and Sunday, including a meal with each of those days that ended April 15th. And I had some problems with my website. again, another long story, but that's good for everybody else because we're going to extend that early bird rate for through the 20th of April because people had difficulty accessing the retreat page. So we're going to go ahead and do the $175 for both days, including, you know, the lunch on Saturday and the class brunch on Sunday for the $175, and the price goes up after midnight on the 20th. And Kathy has some amazing rates for people that are wanting to stay. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Kathy.
Well, yeah, we tried to work together to truly make this affordable for folks, and to tell yourself you're worth it, because that's one of the best gifts that someone gave me. It said, well, I'd like to learn how to help my family. I'm like, no, you have to up your energy, so and then mm-hmm. you will know. So it was really empowering to me to go, okay, it's okay to do this for me. When my with my property, you can also bring your family, even if they don't want to participate, but you do. We have private chalets. We have different styles of lodgings, even though we're fairly small. So you can have a private room in the main lodge. We have just a few of those, so I think we only have one of those left. And then we have private suites and chalets as well. So you can bring your family or come with a group of friends, share a private chalet with a group of four. For a really good rate, you can, again, also come with a family. Just give me a call, and I'll tell you how that works. It's a little bit different because some of you will be paying for the workshops and some not. But you can come and actually have a retreat all your own, even if you don't all want to participate within your family. If you want to come, bring your family, come for a weekend, and you can participate, and they can do a host of other things right around the area and on the property. So you can, all that's kind of spelled out at lodgeandlakeclear.com, or give me a call. We've tried to make it affordable for everybody, with some really great rates to share a lodging, or you can upgrade and have a beautiful private chalet with steam shower or a jacuzzi tub even.
Woohoo! Yeah, that sounds good. Well, and then the food. I mean, you know, I always tell people, you go and forget the nature, do the food. I'm just kidding. You know, I get the benefit of being in nature all the time, but most people don't. And just the last year, just the meals that you made, you know, the dinners, and it's like, wow, just absolutely scrumptious. And it was so cool to sit around the table with the workshop participants and just, you know, casual and just feel that wonderful, loving energy as we eat this amazing, energized food. So very, very, very special. So really think about nurturing yourself. You know, come to our events to nurture yourself, nurture your spirit, nurture your body, nurture your mind, nurture your emotions. We do have one-on-ones with practitioners the next day if you feel like you want to spend 30 minutes, you know, with practitioner on your stuff and to know where to go, you know, what direction and to go. And where I'm going to be teaching a class on body dowsing, which is intuition using your own body. And for those people that are new to it, you know, we can actually give you some feedback as to how well you're doing it, and so we have these one-on-ones next day. And Kathy's husband, Ernest, is an amazing wellness business coach, and so for wellness practitioners, you get a really, really unique chance to get some a class and a wellness consult with Ernest Hohmeyer, if you so choose. Right, Kathy?
Yeah, that's one of his passions. He just loved that. We've always wondered why we were we're doing this resort, but there's other things that are our passion, and we like to use this as a base. So we work hard at keeping it, but I feel really fortunate to have it here and to invite people to this, to share our little corner of the Adirondacks. And I do think it's just as much about what you're going to get during the weekend, but also about what you can do once you go home, either continue relationships or what you learn will continue. It's not just about what you get at the second that you're at the workshop. So it's all about learning and continuing on and, either starting a continued learning process.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. There will definitely be people who will want to go deeper and will give people opportunities to stay connected and to stay deeper. And from last year, the folks that came onto my Holistic Health Transformation program, and that was, you know, online, and we had people from all over the world on the program, what a neat little family we have. Supportive, and Kathy was one of our teachers for that program. And to this day, you know, Kathy still posts amazing stuff for the class, even though the class is officially over. For many of the people that were the very first students, but we still stay communicated, connected, and tell people the latest on what's going on energetically worldwide.
Mm-hmm. Really cool. Okay, well, thank you, Karen. We're going to have to sign off, but I appreciate your time, and I hope everybody can find out more information about what we're doing, and we hope to see you here in the Adirondack Alps.
Yes, bye, everybody. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye.